Hi, it's Dr. Kapoor. I'm getting psychiatric evaluation of patient by first name Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. His middle initial is L and his last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. His date of birth is 3-10-52. This evaluation is a 10-14-2013. Last time I saw Mr. Johnson, 6-8-2013, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he is still working as a plumber at the military base, but he found out that his job has been very demanding and that's been stressing him out. Last time I increased his roll-off and he felt a little bit better. He feels that some medications are working. He's been sleeping well with the medications. He continued to have social issues where he stayed home. He doesn't have much friend or interact with others. He denied any visual hallucination, denied any socialization, homosexualization. No evidence of any psychosis or delusions. There's some improvement in his mood. The plan at this point, we're going to continue the same medication, which is a trazodone 50 milligram POQD and a Zoloft 100 milligram POQHS. I did talk to him about his sexual desire, because last time he mentioned that he has some problems, and he said he continued to have a no desire at all. He was tested with a low testosterone, and his doctor working on giving him a testosterone to boost that up. Next patient is a Donald, O-N-A-L-D, and his middle initial is C, and his last name is Webb, W-E-B-B. His date of birth is 4-8-1962. Date of evaluation is a 10-14-2013. Last time I saw Donald on a 6-8-2013, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he continued to be unemployed. He did not have the job for the last 2 years. He reported that he feels like he cannot focus and concentrate to maintain job. He does stuff around the house to maintain the house. He believed that he does not is not capable of maintaining job, and he was thinking to apply for a permanent disability. And he asked for his copy of medical record to give to the Veteran Administration. He continued to be tense. He still have tendency to avoid people. He denied any intention to harm himself or others. And he continued to be tense with a hypervigilance. The plan at this point, we're going to continue the same medication. The patient felt that some medication has been working, so it continues well off 100 milligram daily, clonazepam, 0.5 milligram PO, PRN, and anxiety, and trazodone 100 milligram POQHS. Patient also was encouraged to involve in psychotherapy. Next patient is Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-Z-O, and his last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S. His date of birth is a 12-29-55. Date of evaluation is a 10-14-2013. Last time I saw Mr. Jones on 6-8-2013, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he's still in a lot of pain. He's recovering from hip replacement surgery with good results. But he said that he has a pain in his feet and he feels like he cannot focus and concentrate. Even though he's still employed, but he's thinking about leaving his job because he feels like he cannot handle it anymore. We talked to him about his panic attacks, and he said that he still have about once a week, but the clonazepam has been working. He has been taking many medications, according to him. denied any visual hallucination, denied any suicidation or homicidalization. There's no evidence of any psychosis or delusions. The plan at this point is to continue the same medication, which is clonazepam, 0.5 mg POQ, TPR, and for anxiety, prazolam 100 mg POQ, HS, and Zoloft. It's going to be increased to 100 mg at bedtime for better efficacy. Thank you.